A man planning a vacation wrote a letter to a small hotel in a Midwest town. He wrote, "I would love to bring my dog along. The dog is well groomed, well behaved, and won't be any trouble. Would you allow me to keep my dog in my room at night?" The hotel owner replied immediately, "I have begun running this hotel for many years. In all that time, I have never had a dog steal towels, bedsheets, or silverware. I have never had a dog run out on a hotel bill. Your dog is more than welcome at my hotel, and if he can vouch for you, you are welcome to stay too." Yes, my friends, in today's Gospel passage, chapter 9 of Gospel of St. Luke, Jesus is preaching to a vast crowd, teaching them about the kingdom of God and healing those who need it. As the day draws to a close, the disciples, as practical men that they are, suggest sending the crowds away to find food and lodging. But Jesus simply says, "Give them some food yourselves." The disciples, no doubt, looking at their meager 5 loaves and 2 fish, must have thought, "Are you serious, Lord? We can barely feed ourselves." It was a humanly impossible task. Yet, Jesus took what little they had, looked up to heaven, blessed the food, broke it, and gave it to the disciples to distribute. And what happened? Not only did everyone eat their fill, all 5,000 men plus women and children, but there were 12 wicker baskets of fragments left over. It is a miracle that speaks volumes about God's abundant provision. This miracle is not just a heartwarming story about a benevolent host. It is a powerful foreshadowing, a divine dress rehearsal for the greatest gift Christ would leave us, the Holy Eucharist. Just as Jesus took, blessed, broke, and gave the bread and fish, so too at the Last Supper, he took bread and wine, blessed them, broke the bread, and gave them to his disciples, saying, "This is my body, which will be given up for you. Do this in memory of me." And likewise with the cup. "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which will be shed for you." The Holy Eucharist, the body and blood of Christ, is not merely a symbol. It is the real presence of Jesus himself, body, blood, soul, and divinity. This is the ultimate fulfillment of his promise. "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." Why is this so important? Firstly, the Eucharist is the source and summit of Christian life. Every grace we receive, every sacrament we celebrate, every prayer we utter finds its ultimate purpose and fulfillment in the Eucharist. It is the very heart of the Church where we encounter Christ more intimately. Secondly, the Eucharist nourishes us for our journey. Just as physical food sustains our bodies, the Eucharist nourishes our souls. It gives us the spiritual strength to face the challenges of life, to grow in virtue, and to persevere in faith, hope, and charity. When we feel weak, when we are tempted, when we are weary, the body and blood of Christ revitalizes us. Thirdly, the Eucharist unites us with Christ and with one another. When we receive Holy Communion, we are truly united with Jesus. We become one with him, and through him we are united with all those who share in the sacred meal across the globe and throughout history. It is the ultimate communion, building up the body of Christ, which is the Church. In a world often fractured and divided, the Eucharist reminds us of our profound unity in Christ. Finally, the Eucharist is a pledge of future glory. It is a taste of heaven on earth, a foretaste of the eternal banquet that awaits us in God's kingdom. Each time we receive communion, we are reminded of Christ's sacrifice, His resurrection, and His promise to return. It strengthens our hope for eternal life. My brothers and sisters, as we gather around this altar, let us approach the Holy Eucharist with a profound reverence, gratitude, and awe. Let us remember that this is not just a ritual, but a divine encounter. It is Jesus Himself truly present, truly giving Himself to us. Let us open our hearts to receive Him, allowing His body and blood to transform us, to nourish us, and to unite us more deeply with Him and with one another. And empowered by this sacred meal, let us go forth to share His love and abundance with a hungry world.